Introduce yourself in Tagalog-Filipino. Introduce yourself, ipakilala ang iyong sarili. For example, ako si Oli. I am Oli. To practice, say, ako si, then state your name. Another example is, ang pangalan ko ay Oli. My name is Oli in English. Or you could say, Oli ang pangalan ko. Or you could simply say, ako si Oli. Another way to say this is, ako si, state your name. For example, my name is ako si Oli, nag-aaral ako sa UP or University of the Philippines. In your case, you would say, ako si, state your name, then say, nag-aaral ako sa UP. In English, that would be, my name is Oli, I'm studying at UP. So again, let's go back. I guess it's a little bit fast. So let's go back. So introduce yourself in Tagalog Filipino. Introduce yourself. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. So again, ako si Oli. I am Oli. To practice, you say, ako si, then state your name. Another way to say this is, ang pangalan ko ay Oli. My name is Oli. Or, Oli ang pangalan ko. Or, simply say, ako si Oli. Another way to say this is, if you want to say, you're studying at a certain place, ako si Oli, nag-aaral ako sa UP or University of the Philippines. My name is Oli. I am studying at UP. So that's in English. Another way to say this is, ako si Oli, nag-aaral ako sa UP. I guess that's the same thing. If you want to say, I'm going to study in UP, you will be saying, ako si Oli, mag-aaral ako sa UP. Of course, in English, that would be, my name is Oli, I am going to study in UP. How about if you have studied in UP? Ako si Oli, nag-aral ako sa UP. Nag-aral is past tense. So, in English, that would be, my name is Oli, I studied at UP. So another example, say for example, if you're working, right? Say, state your name. So for example, Oli ang pangalan ko. Nagtatrabaho ako sa Dole. My name is Oli. I work at Dole, or I'm working at Dole. For example, if you will be working at Dole, you would be saying, my name, Oli ang pangalan ko, magtatrabaho ako sa Dole. Again, Oli ang pangalan ko, magtatrabaho ako sa Dole. In English, of course, that would be, my name is Oli, I will work at Dole, or I will be working at Dole. What if you've already worked at that place or at that government agency? You would be saying, Oli ang pangalan ko, nagtrabaho ako sa Dole. That's if you recently worked for Dole. So in English, that would be, my name is Oli, I work at Dole. Or, my name is Oli, I previously worked at Dole. So again, in Tagalog, that would be, Oli ang pangalan ko, nagtrabaho ako sa Dole. Again, Oli ang pangalan ko, nagtrabaho ako sa Dole. So for example, you're a musician and you would like to introduce yourself. Ako si Oli, isa akong musikero. Or, ako si Oli, isa akong musikero. Again, that's ako si Oli, isa akong musikero. Of course, in English that is, my name is Oli, I'm a musician. For example, you want to say, I want to visit the Philippines. My name is Oli, I want to visit the Philippines. In Tagalog, that would be, ako si Oli, bibisitahin ko ang Pilipinas. Ako si Oli, bibisitahin ko ang Pilipinas. Ako si Oli, bibisitahin ko ang Pilipinas. What if you've already visited the Philippines in the past? You would say, I visited the Philippines. Binisita ko ang Pilipinas. Or, my name is Oli, I visited the Philippines. In Tagalog or Filipino, that would be, ako si Oli, binisita ko ang Pilipinas. Ako si Oli, binisita ko ang Pilipinas. What if you want to buy food? Bibili ako ng pagkain. I will buy food. Again, that's bibili ako ng pagkain. I will buy food. Bibili ako ng pagkain. I will buy food. What if you already bought food? You say it this way. Bumili ako ng pagkain. Bumili ako ng pagkain. I bought food, of course, in English. Again, bumili ako ng pagkain. What if you're looking for a hotel? You will say, naghahanap ako ng hotel. If you want to say your name, again, you know how to say that already, but for this example, you say, ako si Oli, naghahanap ako ng hotel. Ako si Oli, naghahanap ako ng hotel. What if you want to say, you will be looking for a hotel? Maghahanap ako ng hotel. Maghahanap ako ng hotel. I will be looking for a hotel. Maghahanap ako ng hotel. Maghahanap ako ng hotel. What if you already looked for a hotel? You say, naghanap ako ng hotel. Naghanap ako ng hotel. I looked for a hotel. Naghanap ako ng hotel. Naghanap ako ng hotel. What if you want to say, can you help me find a hotel? Pwede mo ba akong tulungan para makahanap ng hotel? Or, pwede mo ba akong tulungan na maghanap ng hotel? Pwede mo ba akong tulungan na maghanap ng hotel? That's again, can you help me find a hotel? Pwede mo ba akong tulungan na maghanap ng hotel? What if you're hungry and you want to eat? You say, gusto kong kumain. Dahil nagugutom na ako. Gusto kong kumain dahil nagugutom na ako. Or just say, gusto kong kumain. And then rub your tummy. Something like that. Again, that's what I want to eat. Gusto kong kumain. Or you can say, nagugutom na ako. Gusto kong kumain. Nagugutom na ako. Gusto kong kumain. Or just say, gusto kong kumain. Gutom na ako. Those are just variations. Okay? Again, gutom na ako. I'm hungry. What if you want to say, I'm thirsty. Nauuhaw ako. Painom naman. Nauuhaw ako. Painom naman ng tubig. That's, I'm thirsty. Can you give me water? Nauuhaw ako. Painom naman ng tubig. Nauuhaw ako. Painom naman ng tubig. I'm thirsty. Can you give me water? What if you're already eating? Kumakain ako and someone calls you on the phone. So if you're eating and someone calls you on the phone and you don't want to be bothered, you say, tawagan mo ko mamaya, kumakain ako. So again, that is if someone calls you up and you're eating and you don't want to be bothered, you say, kumakain ako eh. Tawag ka na lang mamaya. Kumakain ako ngayon, mamaya ka na lang tumawag. Those are variations. Again, I'll say, in Tagalog, if you're eating, kumakain ako eh, tawag ka na lang mamaya. Kumakain ako ngayon eh, tawag ka na lang mamaya. I'm just doing variations. You can always review this or rewind this. Kumakain ako eh,
Tawag ka na lang mamaya. That's again if you don't want to be bothered. Kumakain ako eh. Tawag ka na lang mamaya. O kaya, or, kumakain ako ngayon. Mamaya ka na lang tumawag. Those are just variations. So I hope that helps you out. So if you're American and you want to say, my name is Oli and I'm American. I'm an American. You say that in Filipino like this. Ako si Oli. Amerikano ako. Or, Amerikano ako. Ako si Oli. I guess no one says that. But, you can say, for conversational purposes, ako si Oli. Isa akong Amerikano. But then, probably Filipinos would already know that. You just say, ako si Oli. We go back to the beginning. So, again, if you want to introduce yourself, you just say, hi, I'm Oli. That's in English. Or you could say, ako si Oli. Again, that's Tagalog or Filipino. What if you're lost? If you just simply say you're lost, I'm lost. Can you help me out? Because a lot of Filipinos understand English. But if you want to say it in Filipino or Tagalog, pwede mo ba akong tulungan? Naliligaw ako eh. Naliligaw ako. Pwede mo ba akong tulungan? Tulungan mo naman ako. Naliligaw ako eh. Those are variations. If you are talking to a lady, you could say, Ale, pwede po ba niyo akong tulungan? Naliligaw ako eh. Again, that's if you're lost. If you're talking to a boy, bata, tulungan mo naman ako. Naliligaw ako eh. Again, that's bata, tulungan mo naman ako. Naliligaw ako eh. Bata, tulungan mo naman ako. Naliligaw ako eh. If you're talking to a boy. If you're talking to a man, boss, tulungan mo naman ako, naliligaw ako eh. Or, mama, tulungan mo naman ako, naliligaw ako eh. So that's if you're lost. I'm lost. Naliligaw ako, tulungan mo naman ako. So I hope those examples helped you out. Introduction to yourself. What if you're lost? What if you want to eat? What if you want to find a hotel? What if you're thirsty? If you're working for a company, if you are studying, or if you studied in a place. So those are examples. Hopefully those things help you out. And if this kind of lessons helped you, again, you could always help us out as well. You could go to patreon.com and then look for Learn Tagalog Filipino. This is our logo here with the cassette. So I hope this helps you out, and watch out for more lessons. Thank you so much.